In opening the event, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the unforgettable image of the young Syrian boy Aylin Kurdi dead on a beach in Turkey had shocked the collective conscience of humanity.
The haunting photograph of a lifeless young boy on a beach has come to symbolize the greed and cynicism of smuggling human beings. It also symbolized the deficiencies and failures of broken migration policies.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, said the number of people fleeing violence worldwide was increasing exponentially.
In 2010, 11,000 people were forced every single day from their homes by conflict. But in 2014, 42,500, four times more in only 5 years.
The Prime Minister of Turkey, Ahmet Davutoglu, told participants that his nation had already taken in some 2 million Syrians and was now the world's biggest refugee-hosting country. The cost of hosting such large number of refugees was enormous, some $7.6 billion by his estimates, a burden that needed to be more evenly shared across the international community.
We reiterate once again that burden sharing is urgently needed for all neighboring countries. It is neither possible nor just to expect from Turkey or the neighboring countries to face the migratory pressures, the risks and threats alone.
The stark divisions between European policymakers on the issue were also on full display. Speaking at the event, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Germany, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, said the need to uphold human rights was at the very heart of the crisis.
The reasons for their flight are diverse: civil war, the threat of terrorism, political persecution, exclusion or discrimination. But these countless stories have one thing in common. The violation of human rights drives people from their homes.
Yet in a press encounter at UN headquarters prior to the event, the foreign minister of Hungary, Peter Szijjártó, said this wasn't a matter of splitting hairs over semantics.
This is not a refugee crisis. This is not a migration crisis. This is a mass popular movement, actually. Mass popular movement with an unlimited sources of supply of people.
Mr. Szijjártó went on to say that steps needed to be taken to protect Europe's territorial integrity.
We should put together a joint European Union force to protect the external border of European Union, the external border of Greece.
Veronica Reeves, United Nations.